Hi, my name is Karen, and welcome to another powerful podcast in my Galactic Human series entitled Future Earth 3 Planetary Guardianship, Energizing and Nurturing Our Very Unique and Very Special Planet. Our planet is one of the most unique and special planets in the entire galaxy. Most planets in the galaxy do not have the extreme diversity of flora and fauna that we have. Most planets do not have as much water as our planet, as well as mountains and deserts, and such land and water diversity that our planet has. Most planets also do not have nearly as much animal diversity as ours. Our massive fauna diversity is due to the fact that our planet has a special position in regards to the divine plan and planetary guardianship, and therefore our diverse animals have been placed here from all over the galaxy. Very few other planets have so much biological diversity as Earth. 99% of all the other inhabited and inhabitable planets are far less diverse in biological as well as geological diversity. And even with our penchant for ecological exploitation and destruction, our biological diversity continues to survive and thrive thanks to a slim minority, seemingly, of human planetary guardians who have awoken to their inner divinity and power, as well as their desire to maintain and nurture the health of this planet. As well as our beloved cetaceans, especially the humpback and blue whales, whose song and migrations energize the biosphere every single year, as well as the Devic kingdoms, who work tirelessly to maintain the health of this planet. And luckily, humanity is slowly but surely waking up to the fact that we only have one planet and therefore are only one home, so we better start taking care of it. Or we will surely create what all the apocalyptic and zombie movies have warned us about. It appears that humanity is still on a destructive trajectory, but a much stronger movement is occurring towards our next step as a galactic civilization where planetary health is of the utmost importance. More important than who's right and who has the superior country or culture or religion or politics. And eventually, as we recognize more and more the importance of taking care of our home, planetary health will be the number one priority on Earth, because a healthy planet means a healthy, happy, and fed humans. And the key element that will facilitate that awareness will be the realization that this planet is not just a rock, but is a living, breathing entity with a soul or spirit, as it were. And it is a planet where under the protection and guidance and guardianship of the spiritual hierarchy of angels, divas, and ascended masters, as well as the Galactic Federation of Light, a federation of planets across the galaxy. And we Earth humans and those Earth angels, which are the conscious, awake, aware, and wise humans, are becoming, as per the divine plan and Mother Gaia's desire, are stepping into our divine roles as planetary guardians, where it is our solemn duty to care for the Earth and the nature upon it. Because left alone and not interfered with, but honored and respected, all life on this Earth can and will thrive and grow and flourish to a point where there will be less and less animals and plants on the threatened species list. And that should be the number one goal for all governments, and will be eventually as humans wake up more and more to their divinity and their divine responsibility as caring masters of love and planetary guardianship. So, what can you do to facilitate this transition to a planet where our top priority is planetary health? Well, number one on the list is stop fighting against the evil corporations and governments still ignorantly and unethically destroying the environment for profit. Stop giving the bad guys the attention that they want, because they are insecure children who suffer from helplessness, powerlessness, and unworthiness. And so they act in controlling, destructive ways to feel powerful. Have compassion for their suffering and know that there is no such thing as victims, and nature and the animals on this planet have volunteered to be exploited, so to speak, so that we could play the game of dark and light and consciousness and unconsciousness for our spiritual growth and our expansion and evolution as a planet and as a civilization, and to play those games as part of the divine plan of exploring and benefiting from this dark and light drama for the expansion of wisdom of heaven and creation. Instead of seeing destructive people and organizations as such, instead of seeing them as corrupt, ignorant fools, see beyond the masks and the veils, and see the light underneath all of that vibrato. Or, if it is too difficult to see the light and love that everyone truly is underneath their masks and destructive actions, because it just doesn't feel good to look at unlovable things and people, well, then don't look at them at all. Don't give them any of your attention. Only look at and revel in and marvel at the parts of nature and society that are working well and that are thriving and growing and happy and that makes you feel good to look at. Creation rule number one is anything that is hard to look at because it makes you feel bad, well, just don't look at it. Instead, do as Lord Jesus, a.k.a. Yeshua, a.k.a. Sananda said, turn the other cheek. Pivot away from unwanted things towards wanted things. Because focusing on unwanted things just energizes unwanted things and manifests more unwanted things into physical reality. So stop giving your valuable creative power away to unwanted things and away to unwanted people. Because you're just shooting yourself in your own feet, because your powerful attention is energizing those unwanted people and unwanted situations. You can't get rid of unwanted things so you can somehow get wanted things. To get wanted things, you must focus on those wanted things as if they are already here, even if they are not. That is magical and powerful creation. And you got to focus on things that you like, that you want more of. You don't need to tackle your problems head on and wrestle them into submission, which doesn't work anyway and is absolutely no fun at all. All you have to do to get what you want is enter a state of joyful abundance and allowance. And only see what you want to see. And pay no attention to unwanted things. That's how you become a planetary guardian and a master of joyful manifestation. By being completely fantastic and dreaming a new, thriving world into existence by seeing only that. That is the essence of creative visualization, where you just focus on what you want and focus on what you want to see and live and be and do and have in your reality and on planet Earth, not focus on what already exists, which only creates more of what already exists. I mean, how do you think this planet came into existence in the first place? There wasn't another Earth that needed fixing or a bad Earth to get rid of that was used as some sort of blueprint to make this new one. No, they started from scratch. This planet is not like any other planet in the entire universe of universes. And it's time to recognize that. But most people don't think galactically. They don't think about other planets and other star systems and other species of extraterrestrials and other species of animals. They primarily think about really petty, meaningless crap, like what politician is saying what, or what corporate greedy monger is doing what, or what tyrannical ruler or country is doing what to what other country, or more personal petty crap like who fucked who and what does this person think about me, etc. When you think more globally and galactically, well, then the petty shit humans fight about seems absolutely meaningless and unimportant. So, the question you need to ask yourself is, are you ready to become a galactic human? Are you ready to become a galactic guardian? Well, then just say yes and let's get busy co-creating the kind of planet we all want. Let's stop giving our attention to the fuckwits and give our attention to our fun, cute creatures and fun trees and our juicy rivers and lakes and oceans. Let's see the world as we want it to be and see the world that we want to live in and thusly create it that way with our powerful, our infinitely unlimited power of creation. And soon your planetary guardian badge will come in the mail, complete with your glittery rainbow uniform from the Galactic Federation, and you'll be contacted by the Galactic Federation to welcome you to the team. Until then, just keep seeing this planet as you want it to be. Keep seeing the planet that you want to live in and on. Keep communing with the whales and the cute little animals and the beautiful trees and lakes and rivers and oceans and nature and cetaceans, and keep having fun on this absolutely amazing, diverse, unique, and special planet. So I hope you enjoyed my vodcast, Future Earth 3 Planetary Guardianship, and it helps you to step into your powerful role as a joyful, loving planetary nurturer. And it helps you connect to Mother Gaia and listen to her wisdom and connect to the nature divas on this planet who are totally in charge of maintaining the health of the biosphere, as well as connecting to and listening to Mother Gaia's guidance and tap into her unconditional love and compassion, and also to connect to the spiritual hierarchy of this planet, the angels, Ascended Masters, and Galactic Federation. And if you'd like to connect visually wise with the Ascended Masters, I have Ascended Master pictures from the great artists Peter Fritz Christensen and Brigitte Fritz Christensen from Denmark. And of course, it's fun to do some ceremony with your buddies, you know, imagining and seeing what you want to see on this planet. To be a fully empowered planetary guardian and galactic human. If you did enjoy this podcast, share it with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings, subscribe to my YouTube channel and my podcast channel, The Master Keys of Creation, pretty please. Come visit me at zakiron.com for tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is Zakiron, and I am here to help you. Remember that you are an unlimited, infinite master of divine creation. And you have the power and freedom to create the joy, love, well-being, and abundance you desire. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!